Michael Brown, Iran's president, appears to be reversing his intentions on having possible talks with President Trump. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Hassan Rouhani says Trump must first lift sanctions imposed on Tehran. Otherwise, a meeting between the two would be a mere photo op. Rouhani's change of position comes after the president said on Monday there's a really good chance the two could meet on their nuclear impasse. The comment followed a surprise intervention by French President Emmanuel Macron during the G7 meeting to try to bring Washington and Tehran together after decades of conflict. Rouhani says, still with sanctions, there will not be any positive development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
People in Puerto Rico are bracing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Dorian, which could be packing hurricane winds by time it reaches the island. The U.S. National Hurricane Center is tracking the storm.
Dorian is currently located a few hundred miles east-southeast of Puerto Rico. It's moving northwestward and will likely pass near or over that island on Wednesday. It has not yet strengthened. The maximum winds are still near 50 miles per hour sustained.
Forecasters expect Dorian to have hurricane strength winds when it passes over the western and central parts of Puerto Rico. The storm lashed the Windward Islands on Tuesday, dumping as much as 20 centimeters of rain on St. Lucia, Martinique, and St. Vincent. Forecasters believe Dorian could threaten the U.S. mainland in Florida by the weekend as a minimal hurricane. As always, for additional news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. More than 1,000 students rallied in the capital of Pakistan-administered Kashmir to denounce India's downgrading of special status of the portion of the disputed region it controls. The demonstrators chanted, "We want freedom," and denounced the human rights violations in India's administrated Kashmir. Tuesday's rally came a day after the Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan vowed to globally highlight the issue of Kashmir. He will address the UN General Assembly on September the 27th. Forest fires are still racing across parts of Brazil's Amazon. Firefighters in Brazil have the enormous challenge of putting out a multitude of blazes and safeguarding a vast region described by world leaders as critical to the health of our planet. Brazil's National Space Research Institute said the number of fires has risen by 85% to more than 77,000 in the last year. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is moving some money within the department to fund border programs. Get more on the story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
$271 million from agencies like FEMA and the Coast Guard are being moved to pay for immigration detention beds and to support the policy forcing asylum seekers to wait in Mexico. The money will cover temporary spaces along the border to help hear asylum cases faster. The bed space is covered under Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but Congress specifically did not authorize additional ICE funding. Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Lucille Roybal-Allard said the change would support inhumane programs and take away necessary funding for other agencies. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United States is calling for calm on all sides in Hong Kong as protests took a violent turn in recent days. U.S. officials noted signs of softening among Hong Kong's government and the pro-democracy demonstrators. After several weeks of pro-democracy protests, the unrest shows no immediate sign of stopping. But the U.S. official speaking says he sees some encouraging signs, such as Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam being able to have talks on discussing the protesters' five demands. The demonstrators claim that Lam has ignored their demands for complete withdrawal of an extradition bill that would have allowed criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial, an independent inquiry into alleged excessive force by police against protesters, and democratic elections. For more news, voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Best music. Today, the voice of America, VOA 1.